Hey, everybody. It's B&B with doing our real estate podcast. We're testing it out for the first time. I have Katie here with me, too.
Hi. Welcome to the show. We're super excited to begin this journey with y'all to educate y'all and ourselves and just kind of go down this new podcast YouTube video.
Yeah, we're doing both right now. Yeah. But we are excited. We're excited to be able to give y'all the just education that we have. Working here with Ike has been such a blessing. Mm-hmm. And we want to make this podcast about lending, all types of aspects of it, private, you know, using institutional money. We just want to go over how that works, what's best for who. Mm-hmm. Real estate, of course, because that's what we do.
Yeah.
And entrepreneurship, because that is, of course, our motivation. And our owner of this company is a serial entrepreneur. We'll definitely be interviewing him on the show and bringing him on and talking about all of his ventures and all the things he's doing. It's pretty impressive. It's really nice to actually be around that every day. It's pretty mm-hmm. motivating. I would say even for people who are trying to be an entrepreneur, their fear kind of stops them. Yeah. And watching him just explode into everything.
A new thing, like,
all the time. Yeah, yeah. And watching him make it successful is, like, super, super motivating. So that's going to be really awesome.
Absolutely.
We're also going to try to bring as many people as we can to talk about the real estate part of it. We have awesome people that do wholesaling, that own acquisition companies that we would love to talk to. Yeah. I have a really good friend who does Airbnbs. I would love to bring him on and mm-hmm. kind of give information on that, because I feel like that's not really hit that much.
Yeah.
And it is a huge market for that. Mm-hmm. Owner financing. So we're going to try to hit it all. Yeah. Bring everybody in.
We definitely want this to be something that brings value to y'all as being our listeners and helps to maybe give you another avenue to pursue, or like the confidence to go after things that you feel like you're called to go after, and also just give you tips and tricks and pointers on how to get there from people who have done it successfully already. Yep. So
I mean, even personally, I've done it not successfully. So those are the best stories to share, because they're the realest, they're the rawest, and it is really what helps people, it's what helps you, is your mistakes and things you would have done differently. And that's our job, is to try to help people to not do it the way that you did it.
Yeah. exactly.
Yeah, and I definitely wish I would have done things differently, and would love to make sure that other people don't make those mistakes. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be able to talk about that. Little background on our company. We've been this is a new company. I've been here about a year, and they did, before me and Katie got here,
Axe Lending Group.
Oh, yeah.
Is the new company, yeah.
Yeah, and they did $21 million in loans the first year. Super impressive.
Yeah.
We do fix and flips, buy and holds. We also broker commercial and residential construction. So we can pretty much do it all. But our bread and butter is fix and flips.
Yeah. Hard money is typically, I mean, we're a hard money company, so we'll do anything. It would be a non-traditional loan, which is something we'll eventually talk about and educate on the differences between a conventional loan and hard money, and just all the different aspects. Because just dealing with some like personal clients of mine, I'm realizing that some people don't go into this fully aware of what they're getting themselves into, and could eventually get themselves in a bind. So we also want to be transparent about everything from points. There's nothing on the back end, which is sometimes an issue with some lenders, and just always making sure that ultimately, like, our goal is not to, like, make money off of you. It's to make a relationship and make your business better. So,
that's right.
And we're just giving you the funds and a credit line that will not run out.
Yep. That's absolutely right. You know, this is what we get from putting a piece of paper in front of us, because you know what? Ricardo told me not to do this. He said, do not put a piece of paper in front of you, because you won't be able to follow it. And what do? We're staring at it like, there's nothing left on the paper.
Six things on there.
Yeah, but we've already done it. What we can talk about is, so we're trying to find a name for our, what we're going to call this podcast. We want something really catchy. We want something that goes with B&B. What B&B is we have been in the modeling industry. We also are in the car industry. We do a lot of events. My husband owns a exotic car rally group. Mm-hmm. So we do a lot of promo stuff for huge car rallies and cars events and stuff like that. And me and her met, was like 2 years ago?
2 or 3. something like that.
It's like 2 years ago. And we just became a really good dynamic, and people were really drawn to it.
Yeah.
So we started a Blondie and Brownie kind of just
like personality.
Personality. So. It actually went really well. People really gravitated to it.
Yeah.
And we did a Facebook page and a Instagram page, mm-hmm. and it was mostly geared towards the car industry and just us modeling and doing like best friend stuff together.
And we did like things on 713 News, so we would host events and we would go to different launches as people that actually like got on video as like a news anchor as Blondie and Brownie, and
we tried to do everything as a duo together. Worked really well, and now and we knew that this was going to be something bigger than what it was. It's kind of been on a standstill. We really haven't touched it. But I think that bringing into the real estate will really work. I think people would really gravitate to it. Well, I hope they do, because
it's different.
I mean, it's cute, like, and we're cute to look at, so I'm excited to get to use Blondie and Brownie again.
Yeah.
So we're going to keep it professional, and we're going to call it B&B, but if anybody asks, it is Blondie and Brownie. Yeah. So,
always is, like, a good conversation starter, and, like, a lot of people like when you're serious, but, like, people also like when you joke around with them, because that's where people get to really know who you are, and they get to see your character, and they get to see just your personality, because no one likes dealing with a business transaction super straightforward. Well, I mean, some people do, but I mean, with us, we like to create a relationship.
And building a relationship, you're going to have to like kind of break down a little bit of a wall and get on a little bit more personal level, which is what, of course, we want to do. You know, that's all of our goal here.
And we just want to make other people feel comfortable. So when we're honest and we're truthful and we're being ourselves, that gives them room to be themselves too, and to kind of trust us.
And they're doing it with a cute duo, so that's pretty cool. It's gonna be fun. I'm excited to do it. Well, that was just kind of our start, and we really look forward to spreading word and just giving knowledge, any knowledge that we have. We're excited. Ike is actually going to be doing his own podcast as well. He's going to be interviewing people. We're going to bring him on ours. I think that's going to be probably the first person we bring on, just so we can show you what he's done and just have him talk a little bit about
a lot about entrepreneurship, for sure. People get into real estate investing are entrepreneurs, because ultimately
you're running your own business.
Just having his insight as far as running a successful stream of entrepreneurship, I don't even think that makes sense, but a successful like track record of businesses that
work. It's great to have him just here, you know.
So that's the value of
Axe is doing a lot of really awesome stuff. We have this company is definitely growing. We're doing a lot of our own happy hour events for realtors and realtors and investors and whoever. And they're doing really well. We have another one coming up July 24th at Chapman and Kirby. We already have almost 300 tickets sold to that one. Yeah. So that one's going to be huge. So everybody, we invite all of you. You can go to our Facebook page and the event is on there. We really recommend you coming to that. We also are trying to expand. I know that we are trying to do branch offices in some other states, and I think we have a couple of them secured. And we are looking to do branches in the surrounding Houston areas. If anybody is interested in taking on that type of entrepreneurship, we would love to speak with you. I know that Ike's looking for just go-getters and who are ready to just run with it. And we have training here for that whole office, and I'm the sales manager, so I'd be going there to help out with that as well. So if anybody's interested in that, please don't hesitate to ask any of us. We would love to set you up with Ike to make that happen. But well, that's all I have. The list is over. But thanks so much, guys, for watching, and until next time, B&B.